everybody. Welcome. This is the Bills Wire Daily Podcast, and I am your host, Jeremy Uhas. Thank you so much for joining us on our 14th episode of the Daily Podcast series, proudly presented to you by USA Today Sports Media Group. Make sure you subscribe. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, also on Stitcher. Wherever you get your shows, make sure you subscribe, listen, share. On the show today, we will be having a very special guest from Good Morning Football host Kay Adams. Kay is someone that we've tried to get on our podcast for quite some time, and obviously being as busy as she is and our schedules just not quite lining up, we were finally able to get her on. So without further ado, let's get right to our interview with Kay Adams of Good Morning Football. All right, I want to welcome now to the show, a long time in the making. I had asked Kay Adams, the sportscaster and host of Good Morning Football on NFL Network, to come on our podcast for quite some time. She was super busy, and I just really thank her for taking the time to join us. Kay, thank you again for coming on the Bills Wire Daily Podcast with us.
I'm so excited to be here. I have to ask you, though, how many Good Morning Football hosts did you ask to come on before me?
You know what? It's funny, and I don't mean this to be sexist at all. I really wanted to get a woman on here because, you know, as you know, it's a pretty male-dominated field. And I appreciate a lot of your takes that you have in hosting that show and dealing with those knuckleheads that you have to deal with every day on set. So I wanted to get you first. You know, definitely I'll be asking the other guys like Kyle or Peter or Nate to come on because they are great, especially Nate with his Trey White takes that he had and that little thing that went on this summer. But no, just the whole show in general is usually just done really well. I just as a fan appreciate all your work, so want to get you on. And we were just talking a little bit off air about how you've never visited Buffalo, and that's just insane to me.
It's criminal. I need to get up there. Your fans up in Buffalo, some of the best in the league. Super nice, always grateful and thankful when talked about. Like, they're ready to win right now. I'm really excited for everybody up there. I got to get up there.
Yeah, for sure. Even if you just, you know, want some of the wings. But yeah, the people, I lived there for 25 years and grew up there. And it's just, it's an experience. Like I told you, it's kind of like a college atmosphere going to those games. So if you can, definitely make sure you make it. Just don't do it against the Patriots because it's not going to be close. Usually they've had a rough time with them.
You don't know that. Put Josh Allen out there, who knows?
Yeah. Well, let's start with that, because that's the biggest storyline, I think, for Bills fans, drafting him, you know, in the top 10 in April, having him come in and compete with Nathan Peterman and signing AJ McCarron. I heard what you had to say about it, and frankly, I kind of agree, and just having him start as soon as he's ready so that he can get as much experience on the job as he can. You kind of would like to see that from the Bills, too?
I talk myself in circles. I feel like even on national TV the other day talking about it, I was like, maybe they shouldn't put him in. Maybe they should. I mean, the only thing is, can he mentally shake off when he messes up and keep going? We've seen Sam Darnold do that through college. Josh Allen, we have to see. I don't know the answer to that. As far as what the Bills are going to do, I mean, we saw everything we liked, right, in that preseason game. You can't keep talent like that on the bench very long. At some point in the season, he's going to play. So why not roll them out there week one, see what you got? If you're trying to compete with the Jets and the Sam Darnolds and the Brady still at 41, and Tannehill apparently looks great down there coming back off an injury. The Bills made the playoffs last year. If you guys want to get back there again, I feel like Josh Allen has to be the guy, and nobody else is really making a case for themselves, AJ McCarron or Nathan Peterman. So hopefully, I know it's really weird because you have the rotation of reps, but Josh Allen, this week I heard you tell me he was working out with the, you know, with the second team.
Right.
Which I like to see. Let's get some first team reps, maybe against the Browns this week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Friday night facing off against their old friend in Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod
now. Yes, I've heard it pronounced even both ways, and Sean McDermott, I think, also pronounced it Tyrod today incorrectly. So I'm not sure if it's completely gotten to everyone that his name is really Tyrod, but
you know, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed because it is an unbelievable. Like, how can you not stand up for yourself and say what your name really is or how to pronounce it? It's the craziest thing to me.
Yeah, well, he is just a genuinely nice guy. I think all the interactions with the media and teammates say, you know, he's just so down to earth. I don't think he had the heart to tell anybody differently.
But if somebody called me Kai Adams. Am I rude if I correct them?
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, I just think he, you know, he's a person that just wants to avoid conflict. So, but yeah, no, it's Tyrod Taylor. What are you going to look for in that game? It's going to be on NFL Network. Game will be, you know, televised there. So what are you going to look for in that matchup?
I mean, all the rookies, I think, is probably the most interesting thing that we've got going on up on both sides, really, with they're saying it's not quarterback competition, but it kind of is. Also, on defense, I want to see what Tremaine Edmonds has, but I feel like we didn't see much.
Yeah, no, I was going to point that out, too, with the guys here on the roundtable tomorrow and talking about this matchup, because it's not like he didn't do anything in his first preseason game, but he didn't flash and he didn't, you know, make a tackle, you know, behind the line of scrimmage for a loss or get a sack or just make an impact play. He was kind of invisible out there. So it was his first preseason game and his first game as a pro. So I hope he builds on that.
Yeah, I feel like that's happened a couple of places. Anthony Miller had that in Chicago, second rounder. I wanted to see what he could do. He was sort of quiet. Cortland Sutton, another wide receiver out there in Denver, one catch. So I feel like these next couple of weeks are going to be pretty thrilling if they get more reps.
Just quickly on the Browns, such an interesting team, I think, with John Dorsey coming in there, getting Tyrod, you know, to come in via trade. But they just have so much talent, and then watching them on Hard Knocks a little bit these last couple of weeks. What do you expect from them this year? Obviously trying to change the culture, you know, what do you expect from the Browns, I think, in 2018?
I mean, I would just hope for six or more wins. I think if you can get that, you are excited. I'm not expecting them to make it to the playoffs. There's a lot going on. Culture changes clearly don't happen overnight. We're watching it play out on television every week. But they have so much talent, really, on both sides of the ball. So do I think that they're better than the Ravens? No. Do I think they're better than the Steelers? No. Do I think they're better than the Bengals? They could be.
Yeah. So just kind of in the mix there for just trying to improve on a zero-win season.
That would be exciting. I like how you went with Tyrod there. You started with the Tyrod, now you're Tyrod.
I'm on the Tyrod train. Yeah, no, I'm on
Tyrod
that.
Always.
For sure. You guys recently did a road to recovery. So you're kind of doing a road to recovery segment for each team. You actually recently just did the Bills, and Nate, you know, picked Trey White as someone to kind of watch or be kind of an impact player. Kyle picked just beating the Patriots, trying to do that, and then Peter picking, you know, Kelvin Benjamin, kind of being an X factor this year for the Bills. What do you think is maybe like the key X factor for Buffalo in this upcoming season?
I mean, I talked about Josh Allen and what they're going to do to quarterback spot. That was my big thing. Just so you know, with what Nate said, I totally agree, and I cannot wait. I mean, what did he have, 4 picks last year?
Yeah.
White, he just came in the league and was like, okay, fine. And I know he was a runner-up to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. I just can't wait for this. One of the things I'm most excited about is seeing a guy like him emerge to that elite level and take on some of the best receivers in the league. Like, if you look at the Bills' schedule, he's going to take on a feisty Michael Crabtree, Diggs, Allen Robinson, Keenan Allen, a top 5 receiver in this league. You guys get to watch that all kind of unfold. It's pretty cool.
And what do you just think about the AFC East in general? I mean, obviously the Pats with Tom still at the helm for hopefully not too much longer for the entire league. But just the AFC East in general, we touched on a little bit with Miami. Not really sure where you're going to get from them. Sam Darnold looks
good. I don't
know
what I'm getting from Miami at all.
Right.
The Jets are up and coming. You guys went to the playoffs. Get back there. What is it going to take for you to get back there? Like, that's, you know, it's in front of you. I think people sleep on Buffalo. And, I mean, it's between you and the Jets to take out the Patriots. So, who wants it more?
Yeah. Just nationally, Kay, just having that perspective, I think everyone in Buffalo, as a small market team, as a kind of a team that's been a little bit irrelevant, it's easy for us to say that with missing the playoffs for as long as the team has. Do you think that they've been given enough credit for making the playoffs last year? Do you think that you know, they're set to kind of be more nationally relevant and talked about a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, on Good Morning Football, we partied up there as if we were with you guys. We were so excited about what happened. So sure, NFL fans, you know, love that sort of story. Do they get enough respect? No, but, you know, now I think your answer to that's Josh Allen.
For sure. Yeah,
him alone.
No, and I've
I call him Paul Bunyan on the show all the time because he's like a legend with a big blue ox that can throw the ball, you know, like Uncle Rico over the mountain. It is an unbelievable hype train that I've never seen with my very own eyes. But did I watch the combine? Did I watch every second? Did I watch every rep of anything that I could? Absolutely. That preseason game, that beautiful throw. He had a beautiful throw in practice today, I think, to his new wide receiver, Corey Coleman. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And he should be.
Those kind of things that are going to absolutely put Buffalo more central, getting that deserved spotlight.
And just in the AFC in its totality, challenging the Patriots, I think in the past pointed to the Chargers as maybe like a scary team to look out for. Can you just elaborate on their chances this year?
On the Chargers?
Yeah.
I don't know how I got into this whole world of me falling in love with the Chargers, but it's because of the injuries. In my opinion, kind of the only thing that held them back. And if you look at last year, the adversity they faced, they changed cities. You had Phillip Rivers drive in 2 hours. You had a brand new head coach and just a ton of brutal injuries. So now I feel like if you want to beat the Patriots, there's really only one way. You want to hit pass rush, right? So you have maybe the best pass rushing duo in the NFL in Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. If they can get to a guy like Brady, they can stay healthy. They have a guy like Melvin Gordon, can, you know, they can rely on him to keep Brady off the field, slow down the clock a little bit. They have a top five wide receiver. They've got a lockdown corner. Their Tre'Davious White is Casey Hayward. It's unfortunate they have a couple of injuries already this season. I don't know how that happens with them, but if they can win these close games, they always lose. It's like dramatic, crazy, heart-wrenching fashion. If they can stop that and stay healthy, there's no reason they can't take on the pass head on.
Let's switch it up and go to fantasy football a little bit. You've revealed your top quarterbacks recently. Yeah, in your top five, you've got Brady, Breeze, Wilson, Cam, and Aaron Rodgers at number one. Explain that top five.
Explain the top five.
Brady, Breeze. I like it.
Aaron Rodgers is amazing. And
yeah.
First of all, I'm not drafting any of these guys in the top ten.
Right.
I'm getting my quarterback will be Matt Ryan or Stafford or Phillip Rivers because I can get them in literally round 9 or later. Unbelievable depth at the spot this year. But I mean, Aaron Rodgers, his last time when he's healthy, he's number one or number two. That's it. I don't care that Jordy's gone, got Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham might score 14 touchdowns. I think that there'll be an awesome chemistry there right away. Big red zone target the way Aaron is. It's going to be Aaron's on a mission. So there's that, and then Cam and Russell was tough for me.
Yeah,
Russell, I'm just really. I mean, I don't want him. He was the number one fantasy quarterback last year. I don't really want him to do it all again by himself. Doug Baldwin has a knee injury right now already. Tyler Lockett's coming off an injury. Who is he throwing to? And he doesn't have Jimmy Graham there, so that worries me a little bit. Cam, I feel like was going to have one of those freak years again. Breeze and Brady. They're dependable. And then you have all the guys after that rounding out the top 10 that have that foundation of rushing, like Deshaun Watson. Kind of weird for me to put him in the top 10 because I have such a small sample size. But he was on pace for like 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, for sure. I think you're right in the sense that I don't think you need to pick any of these guys high. You can
None
wait. You can definitely wait and go wide receiver and running back heavy earlier. And you'll be revealing your top running backs, I think, today as well on the show, correct?
I am reviewing it today, but I didn't sleep last night. Like, I still don't have them together. Running back is tough right now.
Kay, can you just maybe shed a little light on what you've been up to this summer? I saw that you were traveling. Is that something you just like to do to get away from the game a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I never get away from the game. The game's 365 days a year, and I love it. You know, you talk about dealing with the boys on the show. Like, literally, I have the best job in the entire world.
Yeah.
For my shoes and for my seat at that breakfast table. Yeah, we got a little bit of time off in July. I went on a really long, crazy hike in Vancouver, saw a grizzly bear, went to a couple weddings, just kind of traveled.
But what do you do when you see a grizzly bear? That just sounds terrifying.
We saw the grizzly bear. It was me and a couple of my friends, and I don't know. I don't have a fear of that kind of stuff.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Were you close?
I like tweeted a photo of it actually.
Oh, okay.
But it was, if you make a lot of noise, like if you surprise them, then you're in trouble. But if you're just like, well, you know, if you're making, we had like Bear Bells on and we had music playing, it was fine.
Yeah. Real
she
quick.
Was quiet, walked away.
Yeah. Real quick on the flag football thing. How was that? Cause that was really fun to watch too. And kind of seeing guys still stay in the game and play.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool coverage and kind of fun to do also while you were waiting for training camp to start.
It was amazing. It was actually during the 2 weeks of vacation we had, and I still was like, I want to do it because it's just a great story. So you have these amateurs, guys who wanted to make it, guys who had chips on their shoulder who were told they couldn't make it, they're too small, they're too this, guys who had injuries. So you have this whole amateur side of guys wanting $1 million, and that's what's up for grabs in the American Flag Football League. Going up against guys whose careers in the NFL ended short, guys who still want something to prove, guys who want another chance. We were in Indianapolis for one of the weekends, and there was a Bears scout in the audience.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I found out, I was telling some of the guys, and they're so excited. Guys like Charles James of Hard Knocks fame.
Yep.
When he was with the Texans. Like,
right.
He still wants to play. There's a lot of guys that still want to play, and it's so crazy. The competitive gene in these men never goes away. Never. Over anything. Like, it's like, oh, it's all fun and games until, you know, I was like, are they going to take this seriously? Michael Vick was at everyone's throat. Like, let's go.
I don't think that competitive edge, I mean, when you're playing at the highest level or making it, even if it was just a couple years, you know, like James, or you're a veteran and, you know, super successful like Mike Vick. Yeah, that probably never goes away. Well, that was really cool to see that. And, well, we just really appreciate having you on, Kay, and we hope to maybe catch you during the middle of the season if you do have 15 minutes to spare. We'd love to get your thoughts and definitely make it out to Buffalo if you can get up there this year.
I mean, will somebody out there in Bills Wire Nation invite a girl up to a tailgate?
I think that could be easily arranged. I think that can happen.
Do I have to jump through something?
Yeah, probably some sort of initiation to come up there would be something like that. But no, we can definitely get the word out about that and shouldn't be a problem.
Have you ever jumped through a table?
I have not, actually. I have not. I went to the Jacksonville playoff game last year, and in that parking lot, Bills fans did take over one of the lots, and it was entirely Bills fans, and saw several of my comrades jump through tables, yes. But me, no, personally, I have not. I would be too afraid that I'd sprain an ankle, break a leg. I choose not to do that. I'll just spectate.
How about Pinto Ron?
I've seen him. Yes, that is a sight to see, for sure.
Can I get a selfie with Pinto Ron before, is it ketchup or mustard?
It's all of it. I mean,
oh, all of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
That's all I ask. I just want to meet Pinto Ron. I have a couple of questions.
Well, you send your request of things you'd like to check off on your Bills Mafia tour, and we will make that happen, Kay.
Deal.
All right, sweet. Well, thanks so much for coming on again, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you. Good luck to the Bills this year. Let's go, Josh Allen.